The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamos Daf Nun Beis. It's a famous Rashi, one of the most fundamental Rashis in Yevamos, actually finds its way all the way to Daf Nun Beis, almost by the end of the first 50-some blot. The fundamental Yibum part of Maseches Yevamos is a Rashi here which holds a lot of the keys to some of the fundamental concepts over here. We'll read the Rashi inside. Rashi is talking over here about the Maimah, which has been the subject of the last few blot. And Rashi says that Nosan lo kesef eshovi kesef v'omalo hiskachi. Let's read the Lashon of Rashi carefully. Maimah is performed, he gives her kesef eshovi kesef v'omalo hiskachi li b'maimah yavmin b'maimah yavom. Even though he gave her something, lav kedushin gemurim hein, ki kedusha teira. It's not chal midah iraisa. The opinion that we follow the halacha is of Basil, not Beishamah that hold the maimer is chal deraisa. We hold the maimer is not chal deraisa. Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't he be able to be mekadosher? She's an isha. He's an ish, and he can be miyabim. But why shouldn't he be able to be mekadosher? Zok Rashi vatoiro loy hitiroso loy lasis ki isha nokris ela kesedu hamitzvah. Kedushin ain't kedushin toifsin be'eshes ach. The kedushin is not toif, she's an eshes ach. Haloi, she's a regular Arab and eshes ach. Eshes ach is chavi krisus. If a man would try to be mekadosh eshes ach, chavi krisus, kedushin is not chal. But we see that Yivam is chal, he could marry her. They can become man and wife. Vahatoiro loy hitiroso loy leosos ki isha nochris ela kaseder hamitzvah biyo hi dekos for barachmono. Since the Torah said the mitzvah is only be performed by a ma'ase biyo, that's what the Torah was matin, not kesef v'shtar. Ad kan divrei Rashi akdoishin. So what is Rashi telling us? Rashi is telling us that even though a yevamah is muteris legamri to a yevam, the halacha is she's only muteris kederech haparsha, the way the Torah says to do it, which is bir, not bekesef or b'shtar. Which brings us to an interesting question. The Achronim point out that, despite the fact that most Rishonim don't hold this way, the Sefer Achinuch is mechadish and mitzvah reish vov, that being mechadish one of the arayis is a ma'ase issa. That means if somebody would present his mother with a tabas areyam kedushli bedar kedas moishu v'yisrael in front of two edim, even though l'choyer the kedushin is meaningless, it's a joke, it's not chal, a person cannot be mekadosh's mother, the halacha would be that that's a ma'ase issa. It's an issa derais. How chomer that issa derais is, there won't be malchus, there won't be misa, but it's a ma'ase issa. Lo yikach is the lashon of the pasuk. The chinuch is medayked in the lekicha, and going through the motions of a ma'isa lekicha between a person and somebody who's asuraloi midin erva would be a ma'isa issa. Says Rashi over here. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that his mutter, she's muteris to him only to say the parashas yibum, not kedushin. As far as because of his concern, she's a regular eshesach. Aha, Chazal instituted ma'imar. Being mekadosh and eishes achas and this is their raisa. Had a Chazal institute l'toivas, a takana l'toivas, which is a ma'ase issa their raisa, how could such a thing be true? Clear that being mekadosh can't be that it's a ma'ase issa, whereas a normal being mekadosh and erva would be a ma'ase issa. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why should it be different if Rashi says that as far as kedushin is concerned, kedushin is not chal on her because she's an eshes ach, then it should be a ma'ase issa? That's one problem. There's another problem. Is that Rashi's opinion that a yevomo to a yovam, and this is really a concept that we grapple with the first 50 blot of yevomos, and now in finale we're going to discuss this betamtzius. We're going to try to make a summary of a lot of the different concepts of yevomos, how they relate to this point. Rashi, Toich Dvorov Shal Rashi, is mavur that the Yevomo, as far as her relationship with the Yovam, she's still an eshes ach. The Torah allowed him to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum by being Miyabim her. But Be'etzim, there's still an Isra eshes ach between them, which expresses itself in the Ma'aseh Kedushin being awesome. As we go back through the sugyas, we find Rishonim that talk on this concept, that grapple with this concept. The first place that we find is when we talk about why is a Yovam allowed to be bo al yuvimto l'choshes in eshesach. Tosis and Gimel Amid Beis says it's within the klal of Eser Deicholoisase. It is a mitzvah asay of Yibum. It's Deicholoisase Shiesh Bekoros. Why is an asay Deicholoisase Shiesh Bekoros connected to klal that normally an asay is only Deicholoisase, not asay Deicholoisase Shiesh Bekoros? Tosis grapples with that question. Gimel Amid Beis Dalai Lama Aleph. Tosis says mitzvah simikah. Yibum is different than the regular level of severity where we have a klal of asay Deicholoisase. But Tosfos says clearly that the mitzvah, the ma'ase mitzvah of Yibum is matir vi yivom. The Rashba clearly on Daf Mem Aleph says again that the isha does not become muteres. The yivom does not become muteres li yivom bishas the Yibum. He says that bishas nefilo, as soon as Reuven died and left over his yivom, his almona, Rochel, to Shemin, the Isser Eishes Ach fell off. Right, the Rashi says it clearly. It's not that the Isser falls off. The Isser is Poko, the Isser is Mutter, whatever Nusach you want to use, when the Yovam is Miyabim the Yovam. The Rashi says that as soon as she's Neifelas, the Zika itself takes away the Isser Eishes Ach. It's as if there is no Isser Eishes Ach. Of course, it goes better if we expand the Lomdus Yivam, which is a concept which we've discussed a few times, that the issues of Zika between the Yovam and the Yevama is a continuum of the issues between the Mace, between Reuven and between her. So then there's no Yisei Shazak, it's just continuing the same marriage. But the Rashi says that falls off B'shas Nefila. Is it Shaykh to say that an Issa that's there, that's not there anymore, B'shas Nefila, would prevent him from being Mekadisher? So again, we could say that it fell off only Legabe Parshas Yibum, the way Rashi says. It fell off, the Isser, Eshesach, falls off B'shas Nefila. It's Poka, B'shas Nefila, only Legabe the Kima Mitzvah Yibum, not Legabe Kiddushin. Legabe Kiddushin, she blinds a regular Eshesach. What's interesting is, a place that we find that we have to grapple with this, is a Sugya, two places. One is Kotna Boa Yivimtoi. The halacha is that if a cotton is bar yivimta, it's not mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. Cotton is not koina. The halacha is that the Gemara, the Mishnah says later on, cotton al bar yivimta tikad lenu. Literally, they should grow up together, which means that what happens is when miyachad the two of them, he was baalel, the yibum is not chal, there's no mitzvah. But later on, after he becomes bar mitzvah, after he becomes roi lekin, he becomes roi to be a yavam, then we will be miyachid that she should live with him as man and wife, and the Yivam was b'chal deraisa. The problem is, if he was bala and he was a bentes, v'biyosebiyo, then l'choyro, it's a maisa erva, because he was born in eshesach, shaloi b'mokin mitzvah. So if we say like the Rashba, that the Zika was itself, b'shas nefila, was mafkia, dissolved the Eshesach, it took off this Eshesach, then we understand that as soon as she fell to the cotton, as soon as she was nefelas l'pnei ha'yomom, the Zika fell off. So even if he's bala and he's not koine, but at least she's not an Eshesach. But if we learn like the wording of Rashi, that she is an Eshesach l'gabi kedusha l'charet shaloi b'mokam mitzvah, shaloi b'mokam yibum, she is an Eshesach over here, shaloi b'mokam yibum. So here we have to say a chiddush that a Yovam, Habo, Al Yivimtoi, is considered to be that they're living together as Yovam V'Yivimto, even though he's not actually Mekayim the Yibum, which doesn't make so much sense. Mineu Bei, if you think about it, doesn't make so much sense. Is it a Kiyum of Yibum? Is it not a Kiyum of Yibum? Fortunately, we find that Rashi seemed to have been aware of this question, and Rashi in Yivomis, Taf Yitesam Beis, says not like Tosfos. Tosfos learns the way we explain to Gadlanu that the Yibum is not Chal. Rashi holds that the relationship between them is Chal. The Yibum is Chal, he's Koiner. Where did Rashi get that from? Chiddush, a cotton could be Koiner. One of the only places in Bechol HaTorah we find the cotton could be Koiner. Rashi is a Chiddush, Tosfos over there argues, the Rosh argues, the other Rishonim argue, but Rashi's opinion is a Chiddush that the Yovam Avoy Yevim Tektana is Koiner. How's he Koiner? Nashamay Mekneu. He doesn't need Das Koiner. He doesn't need to have the regular level of Das inherent in every Maisek Kinyan. Okay. Where did Rashi get this from? It could be Rashi got it from this problem. At Kama that there would not be a Kinyan, then there would not be a Yibum. If there's no Yibum, then Shaloi B'mocha Mitzvah. If it's Shaloi B'mocha Mitzvah, then L'choy it's Bo Alei Shazah. Where Rashi says that Kiddushin is not Chal in her. So L'choy it would be like a Bo Alei Shazah. That could be that Rashi was grappling with that, and that's why Rashi had to say that he's Koiner. Another place where this definition that as far as Kiddushin is concerned, if it's Shaloi B'mochim Yibum, then even a Yavama would be considered an Eishes Ach, as far as the Yavam is concerned. Another place where we have to grapple with that is the Sugyan Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there, Machlekes Rebbeinu and Shlokish, if a Yavam, Reuven died, unfortunately, leaving Rachel without children, it happens to be Rachel was a Mu'beres, Rachel was expecting. The question is, if Rachel gives birth to a child, then it becomes clear that Reuven left over children, a child in this world, and there is no Zikr, there's no Yibum, there's no Heter on the Eshazah. If the child actually does not survive, if the unborn child does not survive the pregnancy, is not born alive, then the halachi is that Reuven is considered to be a meis, Shein lo bonim, the Yibum is a Yibum. If she's expecting, you have a suffix. So your mother says over there that we wait. We wait until the pregnancy finishes, we see if she gives birth or not. What about if he was born al yivimta milberes machlek sibyach rishlokish? Rishlokish holds, exes hakosu, that you have to wait to the point where it's not just a sophic chayit chorus, but the halacha is exes hakosu that the yibum is not chal in a milberes. Since there's a possibility that she will be a yivama, that she will have a din, I'm sorry, that she will be considered to not be a Yavama, then even now the Yibum is not Chal on her. So what does Rish Lakish hold? Rish Lakish L'choyre should be telling us, if there's no Yibum, that a Bo Al Yavimta Mu'beres has a din of a Bo Al Eshesav. Halach is not that way. Rish Lakish says if thereafter the child dies, now it's Nizbar L'mafreya that she is a Yavama, he's Bolei, he's Koiner. How's he allowed to live with her? He already lived with her biznos. She was an Eshesach. Why would he be allowed to be Bolei now? So again, by Bias Kotlin, we have the same problem with his Bo Al Yevimta, there's no Kenyan. Over there, we said that Rashi disputes that. Rashi holds that there is a Kenyan. But what are we going to do with Bias Mu'beres? Another place where this comes up as an issue is Rashi and Soite Davov Amaralf. What does Rashi and Soite Davov Amaralf say? Rashi says that since the din is, the Gemara says that Soite is considered an erva, the halacha is that in Baal Yevimte Soite, din is dina choletzes v'leimis yavemis. And Rashi says the reason why choletzes is because since he was Baal Soite, the halacha is he was Baal Eshesach Shaloi B'mach Mitzvah. He was over on a Nisei Eshesach. Since there's no Mitzvah, since there is no Mitzvah Yibum in it, because it's a Soitish, it's a Suratim, there is an Isra Eshesach. So why would there be a difference over here by Mu'beres? You have a Sofik Deraisa. Rish Lakish holds because of that Sofik, the Yibum is not Chal. Even if later on it becomes clear that she was a Yavama, but right now there's a Sofik, the Torah said the Yibum in her is not Chal. So why would it not be a Nisei Eshesach? One has to explain over here the same concept that we grappled with Lagabi Mu'beres Koto Lule Devi Rashi, and we have to say the same concept is true over here according to Rashi, that when he's Bo Al Mu'ber Al Yivimte Mu'ber, she is his Yivama, and it is a Kiyum of Yibum despite the fact that the Kinyan is not Chal yet. It's hard to know exactly how to say that. It sounds like a stereo. It sounds like a stereo by definition. On the one hand, he's not calling her, but she is his Yivama. But that's l'choy what has to be said over here. The Soita, which we said Rashi says Mufurish Shasei Shasach, is because the Soita, the Torah said Tum Ksuba Karayis, she doesn't have a din of his Yivama. She's not miyuit for him. The Mu'beres Al Tzada Sovik that she will turn out to be a Yivama, that the child will not survive, and she will be a Yivama, on that side, she does have a din of his Yivama. So if his Bo'alel has a din that he was Bo'al Yivimto, that's not an act of being Bo'al Eshesach. as far as Kiddushin would be concerned, she would be an Eish HaSach. And let's say Kotna Ketana Lulei Devirashi would be able to say the same thing also, that if he's Bola, there's no Kinyin, but it is a Boa Yevinta, that's not a Maisa of being Boa on an Eish HaSach. One last point, the Lashon of Rashi that we just read by Kedusha Maimi, Hiskadshili B'maimar Yavmin. When he's Mekadosh B'maimar, what does he say? Hiskadshili B'maimar Yavmin. He doesn't say Hiskadshili K'eshesish. Harei HaMekudeshesli B'tabazu. Why does he have to say Hiskadshili B'maimar Yavmin? Because it isn't the regular Kedushin. Regular Kedushin is not Toifis in her. Regular Kedushin is not Toifis in her. He can't say Harei HaMekudeshesli like any Jewish woman. It's not like every Jewish woman. He has to say a special Lashon. Hiskadshili B'maimar Yavmin. One looks at the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra Kuf Samach Vav, and this really comes from the Lashon of Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Yibum. They bring the regular Lashon of Kedushin. Harei HaMekudesh is the Kedas Meishav Yisrael. Why? The Rambam holds that a woman, a Yevoma, whose husband died, believe Bonim, is not considered an Erev. The Lashon of the Rambam, it's very interesting, Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam, when he defines, the Rambam has a list of all women that are Asura, all Arayis. One of those women, the Rambam calls the Erev of Eish HaSach, Shaloi B'Makom Yibum. Now, we would say, an Eish HaSach is an Erev, the Torah was matir for the mitzvah of Yibum to marry the Erev of Eish HaSach under certain circumstances. Now, what the Rambam says? The Rambam says the name of the Erev is Eish HaSach, Shaloi B'Makom Yibum, which means an Eish HaSach B'Makom Yibum, if we can say it this way, is a different type of Eish HaSach. It's as if it's she's not part of, she doesn't have the same relationship with the Rambam. Again, maybe the word is because the issues comes from the issues. Ames, it's not Eish HaSach. It's him taking over the issues of the dead brother. But the Lashon of the Rambam is that an Eish HaSach, B'makom Yibum, is not an Erva. So the Lachar Kedushin should be Taifis in that. If Kedushin is Taifis, it's Aram Gudeshli. Now, why Taka isn't Kedushin's Taifis in her? Why do we have to say that Maim is a Takana de Rabbanon like we're learning in our parrot? So here we have a Taisus. Taisus says in Daf Nun Amud Aleph that the reason why Kedushin is not Chal and Yivam is not because she's an Eish HaSach. Taisus in the first Taisus in the parrot of this parrot in Gamliel says that the reason is because she's a Medes L'Siyavim, she's not a Medes L'Siyavim. She's a separate Svar and Gansan. It's not the Pshat because she's an Eish HaSach L'Gabi Yivam. But the pshat is that she has a din to be misyavemes. She's not a medes. She's not pnuya, so to speak, for other options. She's only available for the mitzvah option of yibum. She's not available for other options of getting married like a regular woman could ask Moshe Yisrael. That's a separate svar. Not because of the familiar relationship of Eish HaSach between them. It's not an Eish HaSach, like the Rambam says. Eish HaSach, b'mokum mitzvah, Eish HaSach, b'mokum yibum, is not an erfah. And that's why the Rambam says you could say Ariam Kodesh Asli, because it's a regular Kedushin. It's a regular Kedushin Durabonon Midarai, so it wouldn't be a Kedushin. So that's some of the Cheshboinis that are told in this Inyan. A last point, we'll point out Rabbi Chonan Kovitz Oris brings a Rai. This Rashi contains with an interesting Chiddush on a Yesodistical level. When we think about the Parsha of Arayis, why is Kedushin not Tefis in Arayis? There is a relationship which is not viable. It's also Alpi Alocha, it's also Alpi Din. If the relationship is not viable, then Kedushin is not Tefis. The Isser Bia says that there can't be a marital relationship between the two of them. Isser Arayis by nature is Isser Bia. Boal Eish HaSach, Boal Imoy, Boal Choysoy, Boal Bita, and so on and so forth. The Isibir creates the reality that relationship is not viable. Abi Allah Kedushin is not Teifus. Factor B'chonon, the familiar relationship between this man and woman, Yovam and Yivam, is viable. They do have a din to be married, Ki'ish V'isha. How could it be that Kedushin shouldn't be Chal? How could it be Kedushin shouldn't be Chal? So, is the reason why Kedushin is not Teifis and an Eish HaSach? Let's put it this way. Is the reason why it's not Teifis and an Eish HaSach because there's no Eish HaSach here between the Yavam and the Yavama? If we say the reason why Kedushin is not Teufis in a regular Erva is because the relationship is not a viable relationship, so we could say the relationship between these two is not viable, not in the context of Yibum. That's why Kedushin is not Teufis. Kedushin would mean creating a relationship not in the context of Yibum. That's not a viable relationship. The relationship that they could have is only a relationship of Yibum, like Rashi says. The Etzem relationship between the two of them is a relationship of Eshesach. But Mochem Yibum, if he's bold, that creates a Lohokim Loch of shame. That creates a different type of relationship. Again, it creates a relationship with the issues HaMes. It's not his new issues. In which case, that type of issues is a relationship that could be sustained. But she would still be Kedushin Ein Teufsin Bo, because the relationship Lula Yibum is not a relationship that could be sustained. There is a discussion, this context, Chayvetz Oris, Avne Meluim, when we talk about Itfis's Kedushin and Eishes Ish, there could be a different reason also. Itfis's Kedushin and Eishes Ish, is the relationship not viable? So one could say that's like any other Issa Erva. But there's a difference. Any other Issa Erva, we say that a person can't be married, his mother, his sister, his daughter, and whatnot. An Eishes Ish, be'etzim, the woman is royal the Kedushin. She's a regular woman and he's a regular man. There's no familiar relationship between them. It happens to be she's married to somebody else. That doesn't redefine the nature of the relationship that she theoretically could have with somebody who's not her husband. So is Kedushin not Teufis because they're not compatible? We'll use the modern day terminology. Not genetically not compatible, but halachically not compatible? We say no. This is a woman who's compatible with this man. She has a problem. She's taken. And that's the way the Pnei Yeshua says it. Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why Kedushin is not Teufis and Eishes Ish is not because of Shem Erva. It's because she's konui to somebody else. She's already taken up by somebody else. Kedushin can't be Teufis in her. Davnum argues, Davnum says no. The Kenyan is what prevents somebody else from being Mekadosh her. It's the Erva. They're not compatible. She's not compatible with him. The spiritual genetics between these two could have made a happily married couple. Could have made a halakhically married couple. It's only because she's married to somebody else. No, says David Bloom, that's also a shame erva. Being married to somebody else is a shame erva unto itself. And that's why Kedushin is not Teufis. The ramifications is what we just discussed. Why would Kedushin not be Teufis in a Yevama? So again, we could say because the familial relationship between them, Shaloi B'mokam Yibum, is a relationship that can't be sustained. That's Rashi's approach. Taisa's approach in Daf Nun is that because she's mishubit to the Zika, she has a different relationship that would prevent a relationship of issues of Kedushin Mikal in her. That would sound somewhat more akin to the Pnei Yeshua. Interesting. Now this Machlokes Rashi and Taisa's and what we're discussing, the different ramifications, might find expression in this Machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Avne Meluim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.